State Senate Republicans released a budget proposal yesterday aimed at solving Wisconsin's budget stalemate. One of the biggest sticking points in current budget negotiations is transportation funding. Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald and Governor Scott Walker both support more borrowing to cover more road costs, but Assembly Leader Robin Voss wants more revenue streams.
We want to hear from you now at 800-642-1234. How do you think Wisconsin should fund transportation projects? What would you like to see in terms of road spending in the state budget? What kinds of ideas would you like to see lawmakers consider? Toll roads, raising the gas tax, perhaps heavy vehicle fees? Call in at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
Ernst Ulrich Franzen joins us now. He's an associate editor of the opinions page at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Ernie, welcome back to Central Time.
Hi, thanks for having me back. Appreciate it.
Well, Ernie, we have a Republican in the governor's house. We have Republicans in control of the Senate and the Assembly, and yet we still don't have agreement on how to solve the issue of transportation spending. So how bad could this look for Republicans?
Well, Scott Fitzgerald said it himself. The Senate Majority Leader said last month that we'll all have egg on our face. Republicans will look like we don't know what we're doing if we are somehow through July to August and we don't even have a state budget. He's right. They're going to look pretty silly if they control all the levers of power and they still can't get a budget passed. The sticking point, obviously, well, at least what the biggest sticking point, I think, is on transportation. And the sticking point there is that the governor and Fitzgerald want to borrow and delay. And I think the governor's latest proposal was for $300 million in borrowing. The Senate is at $700 million, I think. While Robin Voss over in the Assembly says, no, we're not going to do that. We need to develop revenue streams so we can pay for that borrowing.
And that 300...
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, you said that $300 million figure from the governor has come down some, as has the number from Senate Majority Leader Fitzgerald also come down to $712 million. Is that going to help any?
I am not at this point. They met today. The governor, Fitzgerald, and Voss met today, and nothing much seemed to happen. Voss came out of that meeting and said we didn't get very deep into it, and he was pretty negative on the Senate proposal for yesterday's proposal. So I think they're still sort of stuck.
Now, Fitzgerald had said, I think it was yesterday, that, you know what, we may have to raise the gas tax or vehicle registration fees in the future, maybe not now. Do you think that is just sort of throwing a bones to members of the Assembly who say, okay, well, maybe it's not going to be this budget cycle, but maybe Fitzgerald is indicating that down the road there would be some flexibility and that could be enough to pacify some members of the Assembly like Speaker Voss?
Yeah, maybe. And I don't think that Voss is going to get his way. I think he said earlier that, you know, if it's him against the governor is going to win. So I don't think Voss will get what he wants, and that may be a bone that he can take back to his membership and they can go with that. But it's still, you know, it's still kicking the can down the road, and you've got serious problems in the roads, in maintaining the roads, in maintaining roads and bridges, in building new lanes, in providing transit. You don't have enough money right now to cover that stuff. So at some point, and if you want to kick it down another 2 years, that's going to be even more problematic. At some point, you have to come up with revenue streams. You've got freeways that are deteriorating, ending there at the, you know, at the end of their life. You've got serious roads, local road situations. At the same time, your revenue is going down because you have, and this will get worse as more fuel-efficient cars come on the market and hybrids and all that stuff. You've got a lot of people paying less in gas taxes and registration fees. So, I mean, that's not a perfect storm, maybe, but it's pretty close.
Why do you think the governor in particular has been so reluctant to do things like to raise the gas tax or raise vehicle registration fees? Does he have his eye on the election, do you think?
Sure. I mean, he's always got his eye in the election, I think. But his sort of mantra has been, I'm not going to raise taxes. I'm not going to raise taxes. And that's what he's adhering to that. And I mean, you can criticize him for that, but that is his stance, and he's standing by it, and voters like it. But, you know, I'm not sure that's a realistic approach when you've got a problem like this.
You've suggested that it could be that Senate Majority Leader Fitzgerald and the governor may be waiting, hoping for some kind of federal money to come down the pike and sort of save the day. Do you think that's likely to happen?
It's possible. Trump has President Trump has proposed an infrastructure budget, and but it's not going anywhere right now. They're still stuck on health care. So I don't know that there's a quick fix coming. I also don't know that it's a long-term fix to address the issues that I mentioned a few minutes ago. So they may be thinking, yeah, we're going to get help from the feds and everything will be fine. But even that, again, I think is a short-term solution.
We're talking to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Ernst Ulrich Franzen right now about the transportation funding stalemate in Wisconsin right now. And we're taking your calls at 800-642-1234. Now, another kind of down the road solution in a future that isn't right now has been, Ernie, that maybe future generations will be more willing to accept higher fees and to raise the gas tax, but we're not really living in that moment right now. And this is something else that we've heard, I think, from Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald. Is there something there that maybe this is not the moment, but the moment may come later?
Maybe, but now there's a survey out from the Transportation Development Association of Wisconsin. And, you know, admittedly, they're for raising taxes to pay for roads, or at least raising some fees and taxes to provide the revenue stream. But according to their survey, their poll that they did, voters don't want to borrow. They want legislators to find a long-term solution on transportation. 73% of voters and 69% of voters who said they were Republican said that. They want a long-term solution over increased bonding and using general purpose revenues. 83% said it should be a pay-as-you-go system, and a supermajority said that, only 5% said that they were willing to go to borrowing for their to fund transportation projects, and most of them said they're okay with modest hikes in the gas tax and registration fees to pay for this. In addition, more than 550 local units of government have passed resolutions encouraging lawmakers to provide the resources they need, and the local governments have been hit by cuts in state funding. So they are less able to maintain their roads. So now this budget, as I understand it at the beginning at least, provided more money for the locals to do that, but it's still trying to catch up to a backlog that's pretty severe.
Got a caller on the line. Now let's take John with us from Janesville. John, hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. What's on your mind?
I just keep saying that they're going to do this bill and it will lower taxes to the rich people, and this bill will lower more taxes to the rich, and if they get the health care thing through, it will lower the taxes to the rich by $1 trillion. Why don't they just keep it the same and pay for the roads with the money that they were going to lower to the rich people?
John, thank you for that call. And, you know, some different budget negotiations going on at the federal level and the state level. But what about that overarching sentiment that John has there, that it's time to raise taxes on those with higher incomes?
Or keep them the same. I mean, they're but again, Walker is committed to not raising taxes at all. So he doesn't want the fees to go up. He doesn't want gas tax to go up, even though it hasn't gone up in a long time, and even though neighboring states pay more for gas taxes than we do. So, sure, They could do that. They could do a bunch of things, but they're not willing, at least the governor is not willing, to make those moves.
John, thanks.
He just wanted to go back to the voters and say, I told you I wouldn't raise your taxes, but I had to do in this case. No. He doesn't want to do that.
John, thanks a lot for the call. And Jackie has some ideas. Jackie's in Deerfield. Jackie, hello.
Hi. I am calling, wondering about the possibility of separating the transportation budget from the general budget for the purpose of setting up a binding referendum. I believe that the cost of gas has gone down so much in the last couple of years that most people in this state would not find it a great hardship to raise gas tax 5 cents. Our governor is unwilling to raise any taxes, but is he unwilling to raise the taxes if it is a mandate of his constituents?
Jackie, thanks. Good questions. What about that, Ernie?
Yeah, that is a good question. A few years ago, and this does go back a few years, I'm not sure exactly when, but there was a referendum in Milwaukee County for a local sales tax to pay for transit and parks and some other issues. Voters approved that. It wasn't overwhelming approval, but they did approve it, and nothing ever happened. The state did not. In order for the county to do that, the state would have had to come in and give them permission. It didn't happen. So if a majority of voters would come out and say, we were willing to pay more in a referendum, even then I'm not sure the governor would yield on this.
Right now, we're talking with the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's Ernst Ulrich Franzen, talking about the transportation funding stalemate active right now in Wisconsin.
And we want to hear from you about what you think at 800-642-1234. What ideas do you think should be on the table when it comes to paying for Wisconsin's roads? What do you think about things like raising the gas tax, implementing toll roads, or charging different user fees? What about borrowing to cover transportation funding? Or how would you like to see lawmakers solve the current budget impasse? Join in at 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Central Time Facebook page.
We'll continue our conversation and get to more of your calls in just a little bit. Stay with us here on Central Time.
You're listening to Central Time. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. Right now, we're picking up our discussion with Ernst Ulrich Franzen from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel's editorial page about transportation funding in Wisconsin and the current budget stalemate.
You can join in at 800-642-1234. How do you think Wisconsin should fund transportation? What kind of plan would you like to see lawmakers include in the state budget? How do you feel about borrowing to pay for transportation funding here in Wisconsin? Call in at 800-642-1234 or post on the Central Time Facebook page.
And we'll go back to our callers now. We've got Will on the line with us in Windsor. Hi, Will.
Hey, good afternoon. And Ernst, I love your columns, and I guess I'm politically right where you are, and they kind of reinforce the things I think. Somebody called in earlier about raising the gas tax because gas prices are low, and it really wouldn't make that much difference, especially when you see gas prices fluctuate. But I think another source of revenue, too, is farms. Farms receive gasoline tax credits and are exempt from paying the taxes on the fuel that's used. And that's for farm machinery, for farm trucks. Where does it stop with the private use of vehicles and so on? But it's something that really should be looked at, especially since farm vehicles are on the roads quite a bit too, and they're huge and destroy the roads and destroy the shoulders, mess up the roads quite a bit.
Will, got your point there about taking a closer look at farms, farm vehicles, and some of the exemptions they're enjoying. Should that be given a second look, Ernie?
Sure. I mean, that's worth a second look. I haven't looked much into that myself, but that's certainly a good idea. There was a proposal for a heavy truck fee within the last few weeks. That died a quick death. But that, too, with heavier vehicles like farm vehicles and like heavy trucks, cause more wear and tear on the roads than regular vehicles. So charging those users more because they wear down the roads more makes some sense to me.
Well, I appreciate you bringing that up, and we're going to go next to Rick in Nakusa. Rick, hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good, thanks.
I guess I'm opposed to borrowing money to fix the problem. It really doesn't fix that. It just kind of actually increases the, you know, the long-term cost of the roads. I think we shot ourselves in the foot in 2000 when the gas tax was frozen, whereas before it had been indexed to inflation. So we've been kind of digging a hole for ourselves the last 7 or 8 years. I personally would be willing to pay more in gas tax. I agree with the caller that earlier said, you know, gas prices are so low now that if you increased the gas tax to fix the roads, and I think constitutionally that money has to be used for that purpose, I don't think motorists would be opposed to that. And then I guess my question to the guest is, how much would gas taxes have to be raised in order to pay for the shortfall?
Okay, Rick, I don't know the answer to that one. Ernie, what do you think? Do we have a number?
I don't have a number, but it's a good question. Would a nickel do it? I don't know. I'd have to check that out. I'm not sure how much it would have to be raised. But with a combination, I mean, we have said that it should be a combination of a modest hike in the gas tax, modest hikes in the registration fees, things like the heavy truck fee. Maybe toll roads should be on the table, although that's never flown real high in Wisconsin, flown real well in Wisconsin. There are some systems for vehicle miles traveled. That's a possibility, although I'm not sure that would catch tourism dollars, you know, tourists who come here in their cars. I don't know how much it would cost to, how much you would need to raise to cover the deficit. I mean, it's a big deficit and it's a big problem, so I don't know that a hike that drivers would accept, and they would accept some hike, would cover the whole thing. And as to your caller's point about not borrowing, Senate Republicans, our reporter Patrick Marley has a story on the website right now that talks about in 2015, November 2015, Alberta Darling was saying, we're not going to kick the can down the road. Talking about borrowing for roads. Senator Howard Markline of Spring Green said, I do not believe we should be going further into debt when we haven't created any new sources of revenue to make the payments on this new debt. Now they're both voting for this package because they don't think they can raise the revenue.
Well, Rick, thanks a lot for bringing that up. And let's take another call on this topic now from Carol in Green Bay. Carol, hi.
Hi. I would like to say that I am in favor of us raising the gas tax and also some kind of a wheel tax if need be. I'd even be open to toll roads, but I wouldn't know where to put those. But I don't think we can continue to go getting further and further into debt because we have such a large debt already. It just gets worse as we go, and we can't leave this for our grandchildren. I think Governor Walker is not willing to raise taxes because he said he wouldn't, and he's afraid it'll affect his reelection. It might, but because President H.W. Walker didn't win when he changed his mind on taxes, but I still think the people would be in favor of this in general.
Carol, thank you for that, saying we can't pass it on to the next generation, passed it on long enough. And I'm curious what you think, Ernie. Right now we're at this stalemate position, and obviously, you know, someone has to bend. Eventually there has to be some sort of compromise maybe reached for things to move forward. But, you know, if things drag on, if things get more and more acrimonious, and maybe if there's borrowing when it's not in favor with constituents, who ends up taking the fall for this?
Good question. I don't know. It'll a lot of it obviously will depend on what the final form is. If you keep on going into August without a budget, though, obviously the governor's going to take a hit. Fitzgerald's going to take a hit, and Voss will too, because he is being painted in some circles as the obstructionist on this whole thing. Maybe Voss, because he will, you know, he's seen as the obstructionist, and the others will say, well, we can borrow this. And our columnist, Christian Schneider, said that the governor had offered a good proposal with $300 million of borrowing, and it's time to get this done, and Voss should knuckle under to the governor and do that, which is, I mean, it's sort of an odd thing. I understand the point. I understand the point, and Christian's a smart guy and a good guy, but it's an odd thing for a conservative to say, let's borrow and kick this can down the road.
And so given that you said you think that it sounds like it's Robin Voss maybe has the most to lose in terms of being seen as an obstructionist, is that the scenario you think that eventually unfolds? I mean, it's hard to see into a crystal ball here, but do you think that that seems like the most likely scenario here?
Maybe, but he's going to make sure that, and he's going to be very vocal about it, I'm assuming, that this problem is not solved, and that the governor and Fitzgerald in the Senate have not addressed the problem. He's going to make sure that people understand that. So I think everybody on the Republican side, as Fitzgerald said, will end up with egg on their face, and it'll look like the Republicans aren't very good at governing.
And we'll leave it there. Ernie, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Well, thank you for your time.
That was Ernst Ulrich Franzen, Associate Opinions Editor at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And he was with us today to talk about his recent editorial about transportation funding in Wisconsin. Obviously, you have a lot to say about it. You can let us know what you think, share your thoughts. Are you in favor of borrowing, putting this off a little more, or about raising maybe the gas tax? Let us know over on the Central Time Facebook page.